Lovely listeners, 大家正在收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny.
Well, if we're lovely listeners, then I'm going to be the amazing Adam.
你今天状态很好是吧、
mm.
平时很少是说自己很 amazing 的。那 amazing Adam, 今天我们要讲什么呢
Average Adam.
好好好 whatever you like. 我们今天要说的话题就是
Ooh, we're talking about the wordPlease today.、Mm. Or we're talking, really what we're talking about is something that just doesn't always translate very easily.
没错很多东西就是 lost in translation.
Yes.、
翻译不过来比如就像我们中文经常说的哎请坐、
mm.
或者请问对不对、
mm, right.
这些概念、在英语里面你就不能只加个 please, please sit. 其实听起来很奇怪、
right. mm.
那我们今天就要跟大家说说在英语里面要怎么表达这些意思。好那大家可以到我们的微信公众号因为你除了可以听到我们的音频节目然后每一期呢我们还有搭配的这个文字、供大家更好的学习咱们的公众号就叫做开言英语开放的开语言的言那我首先要问 Adam Please 不是一个很礼貌 It's a very polite word 那它为什么会出现问题呢
I think it's a problem of word order、
就是你把这个Please 放在哪里是吧它顺序
Right, so oftentimes when we say, for example, please sit
请坐
It just sounds like, like an order
Order 就是命令、是吧
Right,、sit, like you're giving it to a dog
训练狗狗的时候倒是确实是可以用是吗 When you're training your dog
Some people do, it's kind of annoying Don't say please to your dogs
就现在大家觉得 please sit 对狗也是不太礼貌的像
just,
你不能命令你的狗它跟你是一伙平等的
we'll talk about this another day
for,、okay.
for now what you guys should know you want to be able to tell someone to sit down politely、so what do you say you can just say take a seat or have a seat
所以根本就不用 please
if you want to say please and remember you don't have to、we usually put it at the end
okay so it goes back to the word order
yes exactly、
所以请坐在英语里面最自然的表达方式呢就是 take a seat、or have a seat、
right.
不需要加到 please
if you want you can just remember it must go at the end have a seat pleaseTake a seat, please.
OK, 就把那 please 加在最后、如果你要加的话是不是
Right.
但我觉得还有一个这个语言和文化的差异啊就是中文里面比如一个客人到我家、比如我们两个不熟的时候好了、
right.
我们的平时一起工作我就请你吃饭什么我也可以说啊 Adam 请坐什么、但是在英语里面如果我们两个人是认识的你还是会跟我说 take a seat
no a seat. I mean you could if I think if we were really good friends and I was still standing and you want me to sit down you would probably just say why are you still standing、
就是用大实话这样说 why are you still standing
right or sometimes we say like you are making me nervous
like,
meaning、
okay.
like sit down why are you standing
或者也可以说什么 please make yourself at home 是吧
yep
比如客人到你家或者什么人家还站着、其实你的意思想说啊请坐什么但英语里可以说 please make yourself at home 就是你自己怎么舒服怎么来
exactly
你坐着躺着都可以
都可以
是吧好的那还有一句话啊 please be seated
oh I was worried you were going to say this because I just said don't say please
in the beginning
right but the only time you're going to hear this is at some kind of event or ceremony.
就是在一个什么活动或者一个仪式。
Right, so for example, it could be anything. I mean, it could be church.
或者教会讲道。
Right, like, so, you know, for example, in America, everyone must stand for the national anthem. Oh, say, can you?
对,就是比如奏国歌的时候一个什么 event, 对吧
right.
ceremony, 大家站起来。然后那个前面的是主持这个仪式的人、对不对、
right.
the MC
the MC or the host
对 Master of Ceremony
yes
是吧然后他就会跟大家说啊，现在国歌唱好了大家请坐
yes
so ladies and gentlemen please be seated
yes please be seated
好所以这个就是一个非常特定的场景了 it's a very specific usage
yeah,
with this phrase
if any of you guys are English hosts or MCs then you you have our blessing. Please use this word. If you aren't, then maybe don't.
Okay, got it. 诶，你之前不是还说不要把 please 放在一句话最前面，然后你又说 please use this。
我不是一个 host 吗？
哦，这倒是因为你是主持人。
Sure,
so you have the luxury of using that phrase.
I have the right.
You have the right, 可以有权利用啊。好，请坐，看完了以后，咱们来看看请问，好吧。其实我们有很多开言的听众，开言的用户，就是会问我们这个英语词怎么用，这个什么意思，所以啊，各位主播，请问怎么。那显然这个请问你不能直接把它翻译成 please ask.
Yes, please ask. Well, I mean, you could say, may I please ask?
Oh, 所以这个是很礼貌的 May I please ask?
May I please ask? Whereas, like, please may I ask sounds almost kind of... Well, again, it's an order, because you're putting that please at the beginning, but it sounds kind of like desperate.
Impatient.
Maybe, yeah, impatient, desperate.
好，那反正就是 may I please ask. 这个是用在问什么东西的时候。
Well, the thing about this phrase is it's really, really formal and really, really polite. So it's not going to be used in so many situations.
Oh, 因为它太正式了是吧？所以其实用的也不是很多。
Not so many. Like, I would say maybe if you were asking like some personal information about someone.
Okay, 就是如果你要问一些个人信息，可能是因为比较 private, 对吧？比较私密的。也许 Adam 找到一个新工作，希望你不要。然后那个新工作什么 HR 入职让你填表啊，然后 May I please ask if you're married 是什么？就问这些是吧
？Yeah, and even then, like the May I ask.That's the most important part. The please is really just
optional. 好，那既然不常用啊，我们就说到这就可以了。接下来我们看看常用的吧，比如问路，比如说，哎，请问你知道人民广场怎么去吗？新天地咱怎么走啊
？Okay. So basically, we wouldn't really say please in this situation at all. You probably would say excuse me.
啊，对，问路嘛，问一个陌生人，最常用的就是excuse me.
Right.
那后面怎么问呢？
How do you get to People Square? How do you get to?
啊，就 how do you get to?
Right.
怎么去？那可以说 could you tell me how to get to? Do you know how to get to?
Yeah.Do you know what Sesame Street is?
当然了。
Okay, because that's the song. Can you tell me how to get... yeah, I mean, you can make it as long and as polite as you want, but usually, you know, we're all very busy, so we just want to keep it short and to the point. Excuse me, do you know how to get to People Square?
Okay, got it. 那接下来我们前面不是说很多用户会问我们问题嘛，就请问 Adam 这个怎么说啊？这样，请问 Spencer 那个怎么说？就是让我就想到英语里面一些，比如你要问老师，
right.
学生问老师，最重要的一点呢，就是不要直接叫老师 teacher。这个我们之前做节目也有跟大家说过，国外称呼老师都是 Ms.
Right, Mr.
Mr. 这样啊，后面加他的姓或者他的名都可以。那但问老师，我觉得在国外可能。大家在上课的时候有一个同学他想去洗手间他可能会说 Mr.
Adam,
may I please go to the bathroom,、
right.
是吧就这个是很 polite, 但如果他要举手问其他的上课的问题他不会说 may I ask 吧
Right, because if your hand is up in the air, the teacher is going to look at you and say, Adam, what do you want?
Adam, 有什么要问什么是吧、
right.
然后那个学生就会直接可能 how do I 怎么怎么样、
right.
对吧、
exactly.
what is 什么什么啊好还有一个问问题的我觉得也直接会用 dear 什么什么
Oh yeah, dear
比如读报纸的时候那种 advice column.
Oh yeah, dear Abby, dear Prudence.
这种什么情感咨询的人家报纸上、杂志上或者即使我们很多用户问我们就是 dear hosts, 亲爱的主播们
hosts,
是吧、
yeah.
好 well, I always like reading that, 就让我觉得和大家很亲近的感觉啊。OK, 那我们最后再看一下比如在外面 很拥挤的街道上，你要让人家借过，请让一下。
Okay, hey, excuse me, could I get by?
Could I get by, 是吧，让我过一下这个意思。Right. 那比如吃饭的时候呢，哎，请大家先吃。
I would dig in.
Dig in,
go ahead.
Dig in, go ahead.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, I remember my grandma, she would cook all the food, but she would still be cooking when everybody else was eating. But she would always just say, oh, go ahead.
对。
I'll be right there, go ahead.
Okay, 所以我们今天讲的是很简单的一些语言，但是在中文和英语里面，它的差异真的还是挺大的。
Yes.
Well, I'm very glad we did this show, and we hope you guys find it useful. 那大家还有什么想要了解的啊？英文里面地道自然的说法，包括它的文化背景，都可以在我们微信公众号的留言里面告诉我们。然后，因为我们一周要做三次的节目嘛，所以也是很希望大家给我们你们想听到的东西。So make sure we're doing things that will help you guys. 那么，除了我们一周三次的潘吉坚尼告诉你呢？我们其实开言的会员课程是一周五次的更新，然后在今年的下半年我们还会做更多的一些更新，来让大家更近距离的和美国的资讯、美国的社会接触。那我觉得这也是对英语学习非常有帮助的一种方法，那大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语来了解一下我们的课程，在这里你会学到最实用的英语。 OK, 感谢大家的支持，我们下次再见，拜拜。
Bye guys.